You are listening to Benefit from the Bible. The Bible is God's word of truth to show us our need for Jesus, to save us through Jesus, and to show us how to live for Jesus. If you have questions or needs, please let us know. Dear friends in Jesus Christ, Jesus is the very Son of God. Years ago, we know he came, he put on human flesh, he lived for us, and then he died for us. Now he is in heaven, and he has promised to come back soon. I'm wondering today, do you believe that he is coming? Do you believe he is? I hope you do. And then second, are you ready for his coming? Vital to be ready, so I hope and pray you are ready. In today's gospel reading, Jesus told us that the conditions just before his return would be very similar to the conditions that were in place just before the worldwide flood. Back then, some people were like Noah. In other words, members of his family were like Noah, but most people, though, they were scoffers. They were mockers. They were making fun of Noah and his family for trusting in God and for doing the will of God. Does that sound a little bit like today? Let's go back to our text here. We're in Matthew chapter 24, going to verse 36. And Jesus said this regarding his return. He said, "But concerning that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father only." Why only the Father? People have different ideas on why he said that. Some people would say he was in his state of humiliation, so he chose not to know. Now in his state of exaltation, he does know. And that could very well explain it. But there's also another reason I think we should consider. Maybe only the Father because of Jewish marriage customs. Follow me on this. We think about what the Bible says. Jesus is the groom and the church. In other words, all believers are the bride. And then think about a Jewish wedding. So as a Jewish father selected the bride for his son, so God the Father selected the bride for Jesus. When did he do that? He did that before the creation of the world when he predestined or elected or chose certain ones to be his holy children in Jesus Christ. And then, as a Jewish groom would give his bride a gift in order to guarantee his return. So, what has Jesus done? He has given the gift of the Holy Spirit in order to guarantee that one day he will return and take us back to his Father's house. Also, as a Jewish groom would return to his Father's house to prepare a place for him and his bride. We know what happened after Jesus finished his work. He returned to his Father's house in order to prepare a place for us. And then here's the final one I really wanted to get to. As a Jewish father would tell his son when it was the right time to go and get your bride, so God the Father will tell Jesus when it is time to return in order to get us. Going on here, we have the comparison then, kind of the main part of the message today. Jesus said, "For as were the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man." What does he mean by that? He explained, "For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day when Noah entered the ark, and they," in other words, all those scoffers, all those mockers, "and they were unaware until the flood came and swept them all away. So will be the coming of the Son of Man." So in the days of Noah, people had no idea what was coming, and it came upon them suddenly, and it swept them away. When we think about before the flood, they were eating, they were drinking, they were getting married, all the normal activities of life. And that's how things are today. But the Bible tells us, if we look very carefully at it, it's a little bit difficult to say the exact number, but for about 55 to 75 years, that's the period of time during which Noah was building the ark, 55 to 75 years. And during that time, Noah was building along with his family, and people were mocking them. So I want you to consider some points in connection with that. First of all, what was God's perspective on the world at that time? Regarding nearly every person, the Bible says every intention of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually, but Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. As we think about who we are in Christ in comparison to the world in which we live, God doesn't want us to fit in. God wants us to be distinctly different, just like Noah was distinctly different from the people in his day. Also regarding Noah to the people, Peter wrote that God did not spare the ancient world, but preserved Noah, a preacher of righteousness, with seven others when he brought a flood upon the world of the ungodly. So as the people mocked Noah, what did he do? He kept building the ark, and he kept calling those people to repent. He was a preacher of righteousness. What about us? As people mock us, what is God calling us to do? God is calling us to keep trusting in him, to keep following his word, and to keep calling others to repent. These are important things. God was so patient, though, with the people. Peter wrote that God's patience waited in the days of Noah while the ark was being prepared. So again, for that 55 to 75 years, God is waiting and waiting and waiting. Isn't God like so patient to wait that long for those people? Peter also told us about God's patience today. Now, some people are mocking and saying, you said that Jesus would come and he's not here. I guess he's never coming. But yet, the Bible tells us so, that he's delaying for a purpose. The Bible says he's not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. Imagine if there was a person and God was going to work repentance in his life tomorrow, and yet Jesus came today. What would that mean for that person? He would be lost forever because tomorrow would be too late. So the Bible does say that he is delaying for a good reason. And then let's also know that God controlled the timing here. So when the time was right, the Bible says that the Lord said to Noah, go into the ark, you and all your household, for in 7 days I will send rain on the earth, 40 days and 40 nights. Now think about the timing there. The ark is finished. The animals are on the ark. God tells Noah to go on the ark. If you look carefully at the Bible, God himself is the one who shut the door. And then the water didn't come for 7 more days. So when the water came, the door had already been shut for a week. So there's no opportunity for anyone else to come in. Now they had 55 to 75 years to come in, but once the door was shut, that was it. Now, do you think that some people in the world are thinking, oh, as soon as there's like the first little sign that Jesus is returning, then, right then, I'll believe in him? God wants us to know that that will be too late. Now, today is the time of salvation. Tomorrow could be, and one day will be, too late. Going to the topic here of separation, Jesus said, then two men will be in the field, one will be taken and one left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and one left. People look at this passage I just read and they say, oh, see right there, that's the rapture. People were there together and then one was taken and the other one was left. Well, I don't believe that that's fitting with the whole understanding of Scripture at all. So what does that mean then? I believe it's talking about when the day that Jesus comes, Jesus himself said that when he comes, he will send out his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from one end of heaven to the other. So there will be people, yes, they will be together, one a believer, one a non-believer, and the believer will be gathered up by the holy angels and brought to be there with God, and the unbelievers eventually, they will also be gathered up too. There will be a separation. That's the point. Right now, everyone's together, and we're all poor, miserable sinners. And a lot of people conclude, oh, we're all bad, but God is so good, and we're all going to heaven. But God wants us to know that this radical separation will occur. And then Jesus said, therefore, in other words, because this separation is coming, he said, therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. So he's not saying drink 3 pots of coffee every day and never go to sleep. Rather, he's saying stay awake spiritually. How can we do that? We do that by remaining open to the work of the Holy Spirit through the Word of God. The Word of God becomes the key. It's important with the Word that we are hearing it, reading it, studying it, thinking about it, praying about it, and applying it to our lives. Let's consider something on the opposite for a moment. Why is it that most people will be condemned? What did Jesus say? You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That means free from the condemnation of our sins. But why is it that most people will be condemned? It tells us right in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, it says, they will be condemned because they refused to love the truth and so be saved. Because people refuse to love the truth and so be saved, they are condemning themselves. So this book is the key thing. Even now, for all who know Jesus Christ, God is saying, dig into this book every day and God will bless you. And for those who don't know Jesus Christ, God is saying the same thing. And for us who do know him, and we think about people who don't know him, even as we think about buying maybe a Christmas gift coming up, maybe we should buy a Christmas gift that would somehow get other people that don't yet know Jesus in contact with the Word of God. When you get them into the Word of God, the Holy Spirit is at work through that Word of God, and the Holy Spirit can get a hold of them and make them God's holy children in Jesus Christ. So these are such important things. Finally, at the end of the text, Jesus said, but know this, that if the master of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. So there are many things in life where timing is so important. A lot of us are getting up at a certain time. We're eating at a certain time, going to work at a certain time. Timing would be involved when you're driving as to whether you're hitting the traffic lights green or red. Timing is important when it comes to football, for example, and all kinds of other things in life. Timing is important. So what about the timing of our Lord Jesus Christ? How can we time when he's coming so we make sure we're ready? The problem is, no one knows, so what can we do? The only thing we can do to be wise is to always, always be ready. May God grant that for us all now and continuing forward day after day until finally we are with God forever. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, since we know you could come at any time, help us to be like Noah, ever trusting, ever obeying, and ever being certain that we have your gift of forgiveness. Thanks for listening. If you are searching for a church in the Parma, Ohio area, please attend with us at Bethlehem. We are located at 7500 State Road in Parma. This is our regular schedule, Saturdays, divine service at 4, Sundays, divine service at 9, classes at 10:30. For our festival schedule and for much more, go to our website, BethlehemLutheranChurchParma.com. Now, may the Lord of Peace himself continually grant you peace in every circumstance. The Lord be with us all.